At a rally in Nashville last night, President Trump defended his rhetoric on immigration, saying it would be an asset in the upcoming midterm elections.
And you can say what you want, but I think border security and security general is a great issue for the Republican Party.
Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced that it's ending temporary protected status, or TPS, for nearly 57,000 Hondurans in the U.S. Temporary protected status gives legal status to migrants who are already in the U.S. when their country suffers a conflict or natural disaster. Joining us now from Los Angeles is Martin Pineda, who is one of the organizers of Central American Resource Center. That's the largest Central American organization in the country. And also joining us is Marta Connor, who is a TPS holder from Honduras, living in Southern California. Welcome to both of you. And let me first ask you, Marta, what this decision by the Trump administration means for you and other Hondurans living in the U.S.
It means for me separation of families, all those families. They have their children here. Some of them even have grandchildren. And that means separation.
You have children here?
I do.
Who are U.S. citizens?
Yes.
So would you have to be separated from your children if you have to go back to Honduras?
Yes.
How likely do you think that is?
With this administration, there's a high
possibility?
Possibility that it will happen. But my hopes are really high since I'm in this National TPS Alliance. So we are working together to see if we could change the mentality of this administration.
Martin, what are you advising people like Marta to do?
I'm an organizer for the Central American Resource Center, and then we anchor what is called the National TPS Alliance. So what that is, it's a collective of TPS holders who we're helping them build their leadership so they can fight for themselves. So we don't want to be the voice for them when they have all the right to speak on behalf of themselves and what they've contributed to this country and what this means for them and their humanity. So we advise all TPS holders to get informed of what their rights are, about the ongoing efforts that there is right now for a more permanent solution for TPS.
Is there anything that they can do, though, if Congress, for example, or the president don't act on their behalf?
At this moment right now, there's different kind of adjustments that could be made. For example, there's like in certain states, if you have a U.S. citizen children of age 21 or older who can petition for you, there's different varieties of ways to get adjustments of status. But in reality, for the larger population of TPL soldiers, at this moment, there is no pathway to citizenship or residency at this moment.
Marta, how old are your kids?
My older is 25. Mm-hmm. I have a 21 and a 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hondurans were first given TPS in 1999 after Hurricane Mitch devastated the country. You were already living in the U.S. when the earthquake hit. Were you here legally at the time of the earthquake?
No.
No. And did you try to get your citizenship over the last 20 years? Was that a possibility for you?
Yes. My husband did apply for my residence, and he passed away. Mm-hmm. And the appointment for my residence came like 6 months after he passed away. Mm-hmm. And there was a law that say that if your husband was only a resident, that I was not going to be able to get my residence, so I didn't. Mm-hmm. At that time, so that's why I'm a TPS holder right now. Mm-hmm.
And what about the fact that this was always supposed to be temporary? Did it change how you decided what to do? I mean, did you think that at some point you would have to go back to Honduras?
No.
Why not?
Oh, because I have my children here, and the situation in my country is not the one that I want my kids to. I didn't want them to live in that situation that I live. So not even when I was, even when I didn't have the TPS, I was not thinking to take them back over there. So it never crossed my mind to go back.
And Martine, how would you answer that? I mean, many people look at this and say the word temporary is in TPS. It's always supposed to be temporary.
After 20 years, there's nothing temporary about it, I would say. I mean, there's a lot of different conditions why TPS was created. I mean, you could say it was the natural disasters, but the conditions in Central America have never been good. There's always been instability to this day and age in Honduras. As conditions have only gotten worse. There's political unrest. There's human rights violations every day. And particularly the Salvadoran community who fled the civil war and were seeking political asylum. Many were denied. And I mean, there's a lot of U.S. Intervention in these countries that cause a lot of the conditions why people leave. And so, I mean, after 20 years, temporary is just not. People have established their families. They've built homes. They've established businesses. And I think they've been long overdue for a more permanent solution. And TPS holders are just a lot more than their contributions. They're human beings who have left their whole life here, and they have no intention of going back because they fled for a reason. It's not just because they're seeking a better life.
But what would you say to people who say it's not the United States' responsibility to take in people who, at this point, the reason why the status was extended to Hondurans is because of an earthquake that happened over 20 years ago, and that presumably has been dealt with by now?
I mean, the conditions have not, even with the earthquake.
There are bad conditions in Honduras. I take your point on that. Yeah. But the reason why they got TPS in the first place was not because of violence in the country.
I mean, the violence has always been there. It's only gotten worse. And I mean, it was for an earthquake, but there's just so many conditions that the U.S. is involved in Honduras that cause people to leave, especially in other countries of Central America.
So, Marta, what are you preparing for? It sounds like you're not preparing to go back to Honduras. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to continue fighting. I am a member of the TPS Alliance, National TPS Alliance. I'm not only a member, but I'm also a person who fights and moves. And I'm just telling people to come out and speak their voice. Because we do have we have rights here in this country. We've been living here for so long. You know, when I hear temporary, it's like, okay, we have homes here, we have businesses here, we have our children, our grandchildren. So we just can't just pick up and go to a country, especially for our children, to move to a country where they really, this is their country. This is their country. And also, we as TPS holders, we recognize this country as our country too. And we have been paying our taxes and working. We are very hardworking people here.
Martine, your organization has filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court against the Trump administration to stop this from happening. Do you think you'll be successful?
I believe strongly we will, because there's a lot of great arguments against the decisions. There's already been proof that there were advice to the Trump administration not to end temporary protected status, but they still went and go ahead and did it anyway. The comments he made about these countries, and then also just the rights of these U.S. citizen children who are being they're looking at a face of having to leave their country that they were born into to go to another. To leave with their parents or stay here. I mean, a lot of them won't be even 18 by the time their parents' temporary protected status ends.
Marta, there's been so much in the news recently about immigration, a lot of tough language on both sides. What do you think of the national debate about this issue right now?
It's very confusing. People really doesn't know us. They doesn't know our story. They doesn't know our history. And they're talking like the only one that I saw lately was someone that I have a documentary, and that person say, "Oh, you've been living here for 30 years. The government have feed you for 30 years." No, that's not right, because I have been working. I have been working. I have been paying my taxes. I have a good job. I learned the language, which is English. It's my second language, mm-hmm. And so I have been doing very good. And if you go to the TPS Alliance, you're going to meet wonderful working people, hardworking people. So they can just say that we are living here. Everybody who have TPS have to work, because we have to, we got a work permit. So for them to say that we are not working and that we are on welfare, getting food stamp. I don't know who they're talking about, because this is not the National TPS Alliance, those 13 countries. Those are very working people.
Well, that's Marta Connor, who is a TPS holder from Honduras. We've also been speaking with Martin Pineda, who's one of the organizers of Central American Resource Center. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.